Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, here we go with the guest portion of the program, everyone. We're going to start with the Chief Travel Leader conversation today that's sponsored by Colette.
All right, if you love to travel like we do, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, we say go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences. That means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country or in many different destinations around the globe. Wherever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a whole lot of fun.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to do your own thing. Visit Colette.com as a show fan this weekend to save on your next trip or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
J.D. O'Hara is the CEO of Internova Travel Group. They are one of the largest privately held travel services companies in the industry. The company employs thousands and has over 6,000 travel agency locations with more than 100,000 travel advisors in over 80 countries worldwide. Internova owns well over a dozen travel brands that most of you would know. From our firsthand experience and interactions with JD, we know he's a big thinker who's passionate about the world of travel, and he's definitely focused on success. Here he is now for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
JD, nice to be reconnecting with you today on air. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate that. As you likely know, Mary and I are just back from 2 weeks on Maui and another successful big Let's Go America tour, a week of events in live remote. Last year, we took the show there to accurately report the realities after the wildfires, since the national media seemed uninterested in getting it right. And we promoted businesses that our show fans then supported by buying products to help locals, something we're very proud of. This year, we decided to return for the big Let's Go America tour, Maui 2024, to help promote that island that we love. Tourism, they say, from anything you read out there, is down 25% to a third. What we experienced, we say it's down much more. We again showcased different businesses on the island that our show fans are now patronizing. Both of our sons joined us on that trip, and we were really able to connect with so many people and discover these new gems on the island. Every time we go there, we find something new. So Internova, through your global travel collection, is also working to support Maui. Share some specifics, you know, with our show fans tuned in, and this show is heard in Maui, JD.
Sure. And first of all, thank you for supporting Maui. I think on behalf of the Hawaiian community, I think they appreciate that very much. So through Internova, our luxury division, which is called Global Travel Collection that you referred to, we partnered recently. We did something a little bit different. So we partnered with NBC Universal. They have a award-winning LXTV Productions show called First Look, and we put together a television show, a reality show called Extra Mile Club. And last May, we did a pilot episode in New York City, and it led to being picking up four more episodes. So this season, we wanted to do our part in helping re-educate on Maui, and so we've done a two-part series that aired a couple of weeks ago. I think Saturday, September 28th, was the first half of the episode, and then the following October 5th was the other part of the episode, and it aired after the first two episodes of Saturday Night Live on all NBC-owned and affiliated stations. So the show features two of our Global Travel Collection luxury travel advisors, Leslie Tillum and Curtis Paris, and they compete to kind of design the perfect vacation for celebrity clients in some of the world's most beautiful and sought-after destinations. And having just returned from Maui, you know that is certainly high on the list of sought-after destinations. So they provided, you know, they did their thing. They provided exceptional hotels, adventures, cuisines on the Hawaiian island of Maui all throughout for two celebrity clients, Emma Hernan and Chelsea Lascani. From the series Selling Sunset. So I don't watch Selling Sunset, but when I told my wife that we were doing a show with these two wonderful women, she became very, very excited. So anyway, at the end of the show, they selected the winning itinerary and the travel advisor, in this case, was Global Travel Collection's Leslie Tillum. So yeah. Our goal here really was to help shine a spotlight back on Hawaii. The wildfires, as you mentioned, destroyed, you know, homes, businesses, cultural sites, and claimed over 100 lives. So besides that tragic loss of life, there are, you know, many residents now face severe economic challenges and are unable to support their families. So
absolutely.
About 70%, I think, of Maui County's revenue comes from tourism.
So yeah, it does. And big, the big thing is most people think that Maui is closed. It's not. It's open, and they need you to go.
The majority of people that we met, as you said, if not 70, it's a little more than 70%, I think.
Wow.
You know, the majority of locals we met were very happy to have business, and they want us to come. Yeah. So anyway, so I want to move on to something else that you're also doing.
Sure.
An interesting trend over the past few years, and it may say something about the employment rate, or rather the unemployment rate, is that young professionals are entering the travel advisor arena in higher numbers. As a way to help advisors get their businesses off the ground, or even to help existing advisors, your Global Travel Collection division is working on some areas of growth. One in particular that I'd like you to touch on is the Advisor Success Team. Talk a little bit about how that's helping advisors achieve success in today's landscape of travel. And what do you find to be the biggest obstacle to an advisor not achieving success?
Sure. So great question. Thank you, Mary. So the Advisor Success Organization, so just to back up a second, we have kind of different types of travel advisors. So we have independent contractors, we have employees, we have consortium agency members. We think of the independent contractor really as our client. And so when we're recruiting new clients into the Global Travel Collection, we're really thinking about recruiting new advisors. And so with that, if you think of any type of business, there's sales and there's account management. And of course we have sales, we're recruiting all the time, but we've never really had account management because we've never really thought of them as our clients. And so Angie, very cleverly, Angela Lisea, who runs the Global Travel Collection, very cleverly put together the Advisor Success Organization, which you could translate to be effectively account management. So it serves two purposes. One is both proactive and reactive. And so simple things like I don't know where to go to if I've got an issue with an airline or a hotel or a cruise line, they can funnel everything through their Advisor Success Manager, who then can pull in the relevant experts to help them with that issue. But more importantly, I think on the proactive side is, you know, travel advisors are small businesses and they've sometimes got a team and they're very, very good at executing what they do for a living, which is to curate incredible memories and adventures for their clients. But sometimes they don't have business training. And so the proactive nature of this is really to help the travel advisor grow their book of business, both with existing clients and as well as attract new clients. And so oftentimes we'll wait for the phone to ring, and that doesn't always work. And so the main function of the proactive side of the Advisor Success Organization is to do just that and help them grow their business, how to sell more, how to manage accounts, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's great.
So immediately after next week's live broadcast, Mary and I are off to Rome, Italy. For the first time ever, we're going to work in conjunction with our show partner, Seabourn. We'll have show fans traveling with us on an ocean cruise, and we'll have a big 10-day Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. It's going to feature a live remote broadcast of this show from Palma de Mallorca on November 9th. You know, we say the cruise sector of travel offers some of the best value in travel. There's a cruise for almost every type of traveler these days. Certainly, we've seen real investment and diversification in the industry. So what are your thoughts on the cruise sector of travel these days, JD, and how important is it to the operations right now at Internova?
Extremely. Cruise is a massive segment for us. First of all, that sounds like a wonderful trip. I'll look forward to hearing about that when you get back. But for us, you know, we kind of take a closer look at what our Travel Leaders members book. So that's our premium consortium. We're continuing to see strong numbers for 2024 for cruise specifically, steady yields and average per diems. And our overall leisure mix, you know, cruise has seen a 3% increase since last year. And this has been driven largely by capacity increases in overall cruise value. But many, many new ships are being built as well. I kind of keep waiting for the shoe to drop, but I can tell you the demand for cruise is through the roof and there's no end in sight for that to stop. So a lot of new to cruise and new to new brands within the cruise industry as well we're seeing. But we set record revenue and passenger levels last year and in this past year to date for 2024. So the only other thing I guess is the booking trend is starting to transition a little further out, and so that typically is so that you know, cruisers can secure their cabins for
well, that's
for
true,
the next cruise.
Because with supply and demand on that.
Yeah.
Well, JD, listen, we had about six or seven things we wanted to get to. We got to three. Unfortunately, we have about 10 seconds on our clock, so I'm going to just leave it there for today.
We'll have to have you back sooner.
Again, really nice reconnecting with you today. Good luck to you and the team as you all work to finish out 2024 on a positive note, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. Take care. Thank you.
Very good. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes J.D. O'Hara, Mary. Nice to reconnect with him.
Yeah, always. And interesting commentary on Cruz.
Yeah, very well. He's got commentary on so many different things. So
love talking to him.
All right. As we head into this bottom of the hour break, the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour. The NCF is going to get us going in hour two. RJ is coming with the Open Road in 10 minutes. I think he's going to talk about the Chevy Equinox. So he just mentioned to me as he's in the studio. We'll be taking you back to Maui in our G and J blocks today. But next, Rudy will talk travel scams to watch out for. Your favorite travel radio show returns in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.